Well, hello everyone. It is time for more discussion here on Calvin's Class Podcast. So the question today is, how do you eat an elephant? How do you eat an elephant? And not necessarily that we're meaning that we are literally going to eat an elephant, but what about those large tasks, those insurmountable odds? What about those things that seem so huge that you can never accomplish them or conquer them or overcome them? You know, that's where the phrase, or that's where the question, how can you eat an elephant, comes in. Or how do you eat an elephant? Because a lot of times we are faced with those giant challenges like that, and we need to be able to break those challenges down. We need to be able to overcome those challenges. Well, overcoming a challenge and eating an elephant, which in itself would be a challenge, that's the discussion today. So before we get into that, if you've probably noticed, there was no intro today. There was no intro. There won't be any exit. I'm in the process of trying to figure out how to make changes to that, to update it, to, you know, maybe I won't even have an intro. Maybe we'll just start with a little music and move right into things. But that's kind of where we're going with this podcast. We're spending too much time with all the formalities and yada yada and not getting to the point, not getting to the topic at hand. So right after this break, let's get to the topic at hand. So then the question is, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer to how do you eat an elephant? The answer is one bite at a time. See, that's the trick. That's the trick to a lot of things. Even if you go back into biblical times with the fall of Jericho, you know, Jericho didn't just fall. It took several trips around the city to cause structural weakness for Jericho to fall. And the same thing goes with eating an elephant. You don't eat the whole thing all at once. Obviously, you can't. But you eat it one bite at a time, just like anything else. And the same thing goes with challenges. Same thing goes with issues that you have, challenges that you have. You take them one step at a time, one breath at a time, one moment at a time. And you break those things down and you slowly chip away at them. So many people, like for success, for example, so many people want success to happen literally overnight. They want to start a business today and be able to be a millionaire and go to the Bahamas tomorrow. And it doesn't happen like that. You have to slowly chip away at those things. You have to slowly break away, you know, the inner and the outer. And, you know, one bite at a time, one piece at a time, one step at a time, one minute at a time, one breath at a time, one heartbeat at a time, depending on what you're doing. You know, and so let's look at it from the other angle. What if you wanted to take on an opportunity, but the odds and the size of the opportunity was so huge that you're thinking, how can I ever do this? How can I ever take on this opportunity and win? How can I ever, you know, how can I ever do this? That's, you know, that's the challenge. How do you do it? One challenge at a time, one learning piece at a time, one day at a time. For example, when I was transportation director for a small school district, I didn't learn the job overnight. It took a year. It took a full cycle process for me to learn the job. Yeah, I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of errors. I had to make a lot of changes. But it's one of those things that you learn it incident by incident, minute by minute, day by day. And before you know it, you have the pattern of the job. You have the heartbeat of the job or the task. And it becomes easier the longer you're in it. That's the beautiful thing about experience. There's a quote that says, life is the worst teacher. It gives the experience before the lesson. And that's one thing about life, is you have the experience before the lesson. You experience something and then you go, oh, well, that wasn't the way to do it. Or wow, let's do it that way every time. That worked out really well. Or, I am not ever doing that again. You know, that's the problem that we run into, is if you don't have the experience, you don't have the lesson. And if you don't have the lesson, you don't have the foundation to make another step. So don't skip steps. If you're talking about eating an elephant, don't throw away bites. Don't discard bites, because every one of those bites is a learning process, is something that you need to know to be able to consume that elephant, or to be able to, you know, overcome that challenge, or learn that job, or, you know, whatever it is. And when you overcome those things, you break down fear. Fear becomes something that is beatable. Beatable. Is that the right word? Beatable? That's not the word I was looking for. Beatable. Fear becomes insignificant because you're taking it one step at a time and you learn something that you were afraid of. So it makes fear insignificant, inconsistent. Wow, I am all kinds of messed up. Anyway, you know, that's the thing about fear. You know, you guys realize fear is an acronym, right? Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. One of the two. It just depends on where you are and what you're doing. You know, fear is one of those things that it's not real. Fear is something that's only inside your head. And I heard a guy say the other day that if you have fear, you have limits. That's something to think about for a minute. If you have fear, if you're afraid to do something, if you're afraid to put in that application, or you're afraid to go to that job interview, or you're afraid to talk to that person, or, you know, whatever it is, if you have a fear, you have limits. And that is your glass ceiling, if you want to call it, or that is your boundary. That's how far you can go. And so what we need to do is face everything and rise, because once you turn to face fear, then you've taken another bite of the elephant. You have knocked down another piece to the wall of Jericho. You have, you know, you've chipped away at that wall. And well, that's just it, is how do we eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do we conquer challenges? One fear at a time. And that's one thing, you know, this will be a short podcast, but that's one thing I wanted to get across, is how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Don't try to take on the whole task all at once. Just do one thing at a time. You can think about cleaning a house. You don't automatically clean the entire house all at once. You take it one room at a time, one corner of a room at a time. You know, maybe it's one piece of furniture at a time. You know, you just break things down into smaller chunks. Break things down into smaller bites, smaller pieces, things that you can handle. And don't put yourself in a time frame. If you need more time, then take more time. You know, don't put yourself into a position to where you're going to cause anxiety and depression because the elephant's too big. Figure out how to break that elephant down into small, bite-sized chunks and begin to conquer those things, begin to consume those things, begin to take those things over as you move along, one bite at a time. That's how we eat an elephant, one bite at a time. And take your time, because that's all we have is time. That's all we have is time. And remember, if you have those fears and you have those challenges, remember, as we say a lot on this podcast, remember, if nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes. So start taking bites out of that elephant and start breaking down the challenge before you. I hope today was helpful. Today sparked a thought. I hope that this was something of value to you. If it is, share it. Please give me a rating. Go to whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast and give me a rating and share this with others. Hopefully they can get some type of benefit out of it. That's what this is all for, is just to spark thought and spark mental reaction and try to be a benefit to someone out there who may have never thought of it the way that I do. Or maybe they know a friend that needs that same thought process. And we're just trying to be a benefit to somebody somewhere. I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.